Hello there, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my photoblog where I publish a handful of photographs on a periodic basis. I'm Gordon Smith and today is Sunday the 12th of December. Some of you may have noticed that after 106 audio productions in 104 days, I've given up doing them on a daily basis. I didn't feel as if I was getting anywhere, and that the sole purpose of my photography had become one of quantity to put up on the web every day rather than quality. So I decided earlier this week just to stop doing what I had been doing and to put up photographs when I had something to put up and perhaps talk about them on a weekly basis, a review of the week gone by, say. But today was my traditional, or now traditional, weekend wander around the property, looking to see what had flowered in the way of indigenous native flora. And what I came across was mainly the terrestrial orchids, the dipodium, beginning to flower. So the first photograph today is a record of this event. The first dipodium is the dipodium punctatum. Looks like a purple asparagus stalk, no leaves. And in December it begins to flower, as the photograph indicates, with a mottled purple flower. You can't really get much of an impression of the flower from the flower buds. They're just beginning to think about opening, another week or so, and it'll be much more interesting. That is, if they survive that long. The feral animals in the shape of rabbits and hares apparently love to eat these orchids, and if they don't eat the whole thing, they'll at least nip off the flower bud. The second photograph is a violet. I've published this variety before, but the reason it's up again today is just to be able to comment on the fact that there are several tens of these violets, the Habanthus monopetalus, lady's slipper violets. There are several tens of them in a small area, and this is the first time that they've been around in such large numbers. I think this time last year I found maybe three or four specimens total. They're not very common anywhere else in the block, just one small area seems to be favored by this little violet. Whether that's due to climatic conditions being favourable for this plant this year, or whether it's just a natural factor in the regeneration of the indigenous native plants in the area, given that we don't have any stock, and no sheep, no cattle, etc., as previous owners of this land may have had. The third photograph is another dipodium. Very rare type on this property. I don't know how rare elsewhere in the area. I did read that further north they're thought of as being rare. I think it may be Dipodium pulchellum rather than a name I'd previously thought it might be, the Dipodium variegatum. And the reason for me thinking that it's now the pulchellum is that the flowers are beginning to form, and they're quite different to the variegatum variety. Whereas we have well over 100 of the purple stemmed variety of hyacinth orchid, this one is green, more like a real asparagus. This is the third one I had to find. I stumbled across it this afternoon. I was looking for this particular type, but the previous two I had found, including the one I've been watching for months, have had the flower buds nipped off. So we'll see if this one survives. And finally for the day, Sunday, we have some bright orange fungi growing on a dead tree branch or fallen tree branch. It's not quite decayed like some of the rest of the wood on the ground, but at least the fungi reckons that it's a nutritious place to be. So that's the photographs that I've published for today, Sunday, December 12th. Previously in the week, on the 8th and 9th of December, we have some photographs, the same photograph in three different forms. On the 8th of December, I published a photograph of a mob of sheep on a hillside, just on the road outside here. And it appealed to me because of lush greenness, the wet, the sheep are looking very begrimed, and this white face is looking at me, so I called it Faces in the Crowd. And interestingly, Will Simpson of the Digital Cabin, willsimpson.org, commented that it might be appealing if given the treatment of an old 1900s type of print, and Will sent along an example of what he meant, and I published that the next day. And it does have a particular name, that style, that colour. I just can't think what it is at the moment. The word silver comes to mind. And it is indeed an interesting treatment of the photograph I'd published on the previous day. And it had me interested enough to try and produce an image myself of a similar era. And I didn't refer back to Will's photograph. I felt if I did so, I might just be copying his. So I processed the same image in my own imagination as to what it might be in the late 19th century. And the second photograph for the 9th of December illustrates that image. Slightly lighter than Will's. I've obviously got in my mind's eye an impression that photographs of that era are more brown. Maybe that's because I think that they're all sepia-toned. But I think they're both interesting treatments of the same image. It was a fun thing to do. So thanks to Will for the idea there. So this is Look and See for Sunday, December the 12th. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you find another audio commentary from me in the next week to visit with and see what photographs I've found worthy of publishing. Thanks again. Bye for now.